Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights from today's show.
Our Love Your Neighbor Christmas edition, we wrapped that up last month, and that's where if you could help out somebody in need, maybe you would. And we had a lot of people calling. It was fantastic to hear the stories of what people were doing. We have somebody that wants to be anonymous on the phone. Oh. You said that you felt like you needed to do something like that here recently?
Oh, well, I just was listening about the nice stories that people do. And so the reason I called in was, number one, to remain anonymous, because I don't want any credit for anything. I just know that when you share good ideas, it gives other people ideas to do the same thing. And that's what happened to me.
What happened?
Well, my kids go to a private Christian school, and one of the teachers there, just about every day, she had to take all her laundry to the laundromat, and she had to sit there for 2 and 3 hours doing all the clothes and drying while she's grading homework, and she had her kids with her. She had so much to do. It was horrible. And I kept hearing the story, and one day the Lord said, you know what? People do nice things for other people. Why don't you do something? And I ended up sending her a washing machine to her house, and it was so unbelievable for her, because now she got to stay home with her family where it's safe. She got to do laundry at home.
I love it.
She got to do all the grading and taking care. And I bring it up only one reason. Someone hears this, he goes, you know what? I can do that. And it's really something simple that the Lord moves your heart.
Aww, well, that's so sweet.
Yeah, you're right. Well, here's the thing. The kingdom of heaven, I think we forget that we always kind of think of, well, Lord, I'm praying for revival or I'm praying for this, praying for that. I think God's saying, hey, you be revival. You be the person that gives to this person and that person. And yeah, if God prompts you, go for it. But you bring up a great point. We see people that are struggling, but sometimes it doesn't cross our minds to maybe help them out.
Correct. Amen.
Right. We do the, oh, that's so sad, and move on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We have the ability to make a difference.
So I know you're not looking for recognition, but I want to recognize you anonymously and thank you for following God.
Yeah, just give thanks to the Lord. That's all I want.
Good job.
Amen.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Well, thank you. And what a great way to kick off the year. Find something good to do for somebody and go for it.
Love it. You be the one.
Yeah. And you're going to feel great.
Yeah.
It's just going to feel good. Have you ever been involved in something like, I don't even know his name, our anonymous washing machine friend? 888-888-9976. Give us a call. Listener supported Family Life Radio. Hey, we are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Happy New Year. Hope 2024 it turns out to be fantastic for you and your family. And one of the things that we should all strive and have a goal to do this year as a resolution is to stop these autocorrect problems when you text them.
Oh my word. Tell me how.
We all have great intentions of communicating properly, and you send off a text and it's like, oh, I didn't say that the way I meant to.
Exactly. I had the worst one happen.
Changed.
I was trying to tell my friend, I was like, 2024, I'm going to be unstoppable. And my phone changed it to unstable. Which actually, not going to lie, checks out.
I'm going to be unstable.
Just so you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me, do you have a word for the year? What is it? You can text it to us.
Unstable.
At 58326, tell us how unstable you'll be.
Oh my goodness.
The autocorrect thing's a real deal. I don't know how many times I've sent a text to somebody and one word is wrong, or one word is, and then you got to send that one word in. Hopefully they figure out what you said. Andre is with us. Good morning.
One time I texted my wife and it came out so bad, the words came out in German.
Change the language. Oh, so did you look up the word, or was it a whole phrase in German?
It was the whole conversation was in German.
Funny.
That's impressive. Wow.
I would love to put that into a Google Translate and see what you actually said.
Yeah.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends. What a way to start off the new year with a autocorrect text. Misty sent off that She was going to be unstable in
2024. I was trying to say unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
My phone went, you probably meant unstable. It knows me better than I know myself.
Maybe you've been there. 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Hey, Kinko Fritz. I was calling about the embarrassing text.
Yes.
Well, apparently, whenever you're texting, it always goes back to the last person that you texted when you hit the little message thing.
That is true.
Oh, no.
I forget that and tell my boss that I love them very much. Have a great day. And then, you know, yeah. That's always good fun when your boss is like, I don't think your wife got your morning message.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Or your boss is like, man, I appreciate you letting me know how much you love me. And Kankel Fritz and friends, Sally's here.
Hello.
I'm the Kankel Fritz guy, and Misty's here.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
I saw something that stopped me in my tracks, and I wondered how often I've been guilty of this, unintentionally probably, just because my face looks really unfriendly when I'm not smiling. But Philip Yancey, who is a Christian author, he had a friend of his that struggled with alcoholism. And he once said, this friend, often when I'm late to church, people turn around and stare at me with frowns of disapproval. And I get the clear message, I am not as responsible as they are.
Mm.
But when I'm late to AA, the meeting comes to a halt. And everyone jumps up to hug and welcome me.
Oh.
Wow.
They realize my lateness may be a sign that I almost didn't make it. And when I show up, it proves that my desperate need for this meeting and them won out over my desperate need for alcohol.
Ooh. Wow.
Right?
That's a turnaround thought, isn't it?
It is. And it's also the definition of conviction.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, I don't know if you should be going to church that's giving you ugly stares when you walk in the building. That's not good.
I know. Well, that's why I said, like, sometimes, you know, I don't even know. We may be misreading those expressions.
Sure.
Because if you're not smiling, sometimes you look like you're, you know, judging.
But what I think we can take a couple of points from the way Alcoholics Anonymous does their meetings.
Yes.
And because when you show up, they want to know, they want you to be there. They want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're interested in you. When's the last time you showed up at any kind of meeting and people are clamoring to come over and say hi? That's the way it should
Good
be,
point.
Right?
Yeah.
In the love of Christ, welcoming, caring. Plus, I think it was Mike Donahue from 10th Avenue North who said this, that churches should be more like AA meetings than what we have right now, meaning you come with all your problems.
Yeah.
You come with all of your addictions, everything that you're dealing with, and we welcome you with open arms and help you in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Where instead, what do? We come to church. How are you doing? I'm fine.
Yep. Right.
Ooh, I'm really good at I'm fine.
I am too.
Sally got a Letterman's jacket in it. She's
graduate degree.
Hey, Happy New Year. From the Kinkle Fritz and Friends Morning Show here on Family Life Radio. Hope your year has started well so far. Things are going to go good for you. Steve is already on the phone, wants to talk about what's going on with him and his son in the new year. So what is going on?
Okay.
What do you got?
Just thankful traveling across the state of Michigan right now with my son, little Mikey. Get to spend the whole day with him on a road trip and had some delicious beef jerky and just some good father-son time.
Oh, fun! So what's the special occasion about?
We're going to a pancake museum way at the southern border of Michigan, actually.
Wait a second. There is a pancake museum?
Oh, my word.
Yes.
How have we missed this?
I gotta know, what would this be like? Do they have like the first pancake? Do they have syrup?
Yeah. Do you get to sample?
I was gonna say, do they feed you?
Yeah. Report back. We need to know all the details about this place.
Yeah. Is there a short stack available?
Butter pecan.
Is Mrs. Butterworth on staff?
Do they have the fruit syrups?
Fruit syrups. Oh, yes. Like an IHOP.
Is there just a vat of whipped cream you can jump into?
Oh.
Is the world's largest pancake there to be seen?
Right.
And consumed.
And if there's no restaurant there, I would open an IHOP next door.
Yeah.
That is a brilliant business model.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends in a 30-day challenge contest is underway, where every week we're giving away a 4-pack of concert tickets of your choice, wherever you live. We find a concert that's near you. Say, where do you want to go to?
That is very cool.
And then you're set up. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it works. And it's just for taking the 30-day challenge, where you listen to Family Life Radio for 30 days straight and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. You figure nothing but good going in, it's got to help, right? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
I'm John from Phoenix.
Hey, John. You've been taking that 30-day challenge?
I listen to you guys all the time, and I thought 30-day challenge is nothing. I probably would be a 300-day challenge. So nice. I listen to you all the time.
Well, way to go. Have you noticed it making a difference in your life?
Oh, boy. I mean, way back when I started this, I'm in recovery. I'm 10 years clean and sober, and I had had a number of years before that, and I relapsed, and I hit dead bottom 12 years ago. I didn't care if I lived or died, and a friend of mine introduced me to Christian radio, took me to a Christian concert for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I remember walking in there, watching all these people waving their hands in the air, going, what am I getting into?
Oh, boy.
So I'm addicted, and I tell my friends that don't listen to it. Secular music might be brilliant, but it leads people towards power, towards, you know, every song is a prayer, and you guys have saved me a lot.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's incredible how much difference it's made.
I love that. Every song is a prayer. That's true.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, well, yes, definitely.
I've heard somebody say this, it's like those songs are like little God capsules. You just pop
yeah,
it, you
I
know?
Like that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you for being there.
You're welcome, and we got some free music for you. Well, hold on here. John's going to get your info. Oh, you already got it?
No.
Okay, yeah. He's going to get your info.
Alex is going to get John's info.
I'm sorry. Hey, John. John, you're going to get your own info. It's time for the good news of the day. Hey, tell us about your good news. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Larry is with us. Tell us what's going on.
This time last year, it was actually on December 26th, I had a really bad accident. Fell 10 feet from my attic.
Whoa.
I ended up having a brain bleed, concussion. And, you know, the whole time that I was in the hospital, and it started immediately when I went into the emergency room, there was a song playing in my head, praise the hallelujah, by listening to your radio, your 30-day challenge, and it's turned into years of listening now, and, you know, that song popped in my head, and I believe that that's what helped me through all the pain.
Wow.
2 months after the accident, I went back for a reevaluation, and the doctor could not find any evidence of a brain bleed, no evidence of any injury to my brain. I tell you, the Lord blessed me with a second chance. I just want to tell you, thank you for always playing, you know, some great uplifting music. And I believe that, you know, listening to your station and God putting that song in my head really helped me survive this accident.
We have heard people use the phrase, I heard the right song at the right time. Somehow, you know,
yes,
God had Family Life Radio play that song. But what you described, we've yes, heard too, that because I listen to your station, your songs are in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the lyrics come to mind and they're helping me.
You're exactly right. So much peace. And that's the way I felt during this accident. There was no pain.
Love it. Wow.
And just the recovery was just amazing. I give all the glory to God, and I give you guys, because of your station, I thank you a lot. Mm.
You are very welcome.
It's a privilege to be part of moments like
no
that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are situations where I just say, I'm just in the room here.
Exactly.
And God is working. Here's a different take on some resolutions for the new year. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Somebody sent this to us. At the top it says, this year I want to be more like Jesus. Number one, hang out with sinners.
What?
That you say?
Ooh, that's
okay.
We don't do that. Upset religious people. You don't want to get kicked out of the church or anything.
No, I know what they were aiming for when they said that, though.
Oh, I know exactly what they're aiming for. Yeah. We have these rules for society that aren't necessarily biblical. So there's
no,
that.
No, you're not going to find them in scripture.
Yep. tell stories that make people think.
I like that one.
I do too. Choose unpopular friends. And then I love this one. Be kind, loving, and merciful.
Always a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then finally, take some naps on boats.
My personal favorite right there.
I'm all about
Point
that.
Point me to a boat and I'll start snoozing now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, that was the most impressive nap. I mean, the seas are roaring. We're about to capsize and he is just sawing logs.
When I was six years old, I was most like Jesus because I slept through a hurricane.
Wow.
I did.
Misty.
I woke up and saw all the damage and went, what happened?
That's awesome. Pleasure and opportunity to talk with Dave and Jenny Mars. They have a show on TV on HGTV. If you're an HGTV fan, Fixer of Fabulous. And they've written a book, House Plus Love Equals Home, Creating Warm, Intentional Spaces for a Beautiful Life. By the way, this is just a wonderful couple. And the more you find out about them, you see all the things they do for their community. They're involved in helping children in Africa. It's pretty awesome, but they're so, so busy. And this is a topic I think we can all relate to, is how do you balance it all? This is what they said.
The priority is faith, family, work. It's just kind of a pecking order, and we've stuck to that at least having those priorities. We have boundaries where, like, guys, you know, no, you can't film on Sundays. No, you can't. You know, there are certain things that we just draw the line in the sand, and that makes it where it's doable.
And sometimes that is hard because then you're like, oh, well, am I giving up an opportunity? But it's like, no, God's got this. He asked us to do this anyway. So if he wants to reach someone, he will reach them. And it is a hard balance that we just have to constantly keep God at the forefront. He's the only one that matters. He's the only opinion that matters. And then from there, it's like, okay, what works for our family and what doesn't work for our family? And we do have to say no a lot.
So are you able to say no? Do you have trouble setting boundaries? I think it's hard.
It is. You feel like you are letting people down.
That's it.
And sometimes maybe like it's not even Christ-like. Like I'm not helping them. I'm not being a very good representation of Jesus.
Right. You know, and it's hard. There's two places I think that are hard. Work, number one, because someone thing is being asked of you that maybe you don't have the time to do. Mm-hmm. Or how about at church, guys? We can volunteer for everything and then have no energy for our families.
That's when we need to find our best yes and our best not right now.
Exactly. So that's a struggle for a lot of people because especially with church, it all seems like it's for good reasons. I mean, you know, hey, you're there to do good stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it almost seems like it's wrong to say no. But Jeff, you have to do what they said is put God first. In other words, what do you want me to do, God? I got all these pressures around me trying to get me to do stuff, but what does he want?
Mm-hmm. And Jesus set boundaries.
That's true. You're right. He went away by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He went away to pray and So
you seek the Lord and you say, God said not right now.
Exactly.
There you go.
Hey, if you want to hear the full interview, it's really good and it's on our podcast. Hey, we have something we'd love to give to you. Family Life Radio, we are Kankel Fritz and Friends. It's our Beyond Words prayer journal.
Oh,
it's going to help you cultivate a life of transformation, heartfelt conversations with God. Wouldn't it be good to talk with him, converse with him. So in this prayer journal, what it does is it starts out with a scripture at the top, and then it's got some places for you to fill in some thoughts there. And the very first verse for today is in Mark 11:24, which is a very famous verse. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it will be yours. I'm just wondering, do we really believe that? I think God wants us to come to him in faith when we pray. Do we really go, okay, God, when you walk away from that prayer going, I got it? Does that really happen? Or are we like, is it more like a Hail Mary? I'm just throwing this up there. hopefully, God, you got it. I don't know if you will or not, but I'm just, here you go.
Well, yeah, when you know that you're praying for something and still trusting for that answer, no matter what it might be, you're trusting that God has your best interest in, instead of just making a demand for something.
Yeah, I don't know so much we're demanding things from God. I agree with you, Sally. It's not that. I will say this, that if it's something that you can find in Scripture, demand's not the right word. But right. I will say that it's something that you have access to, mm-hmm. and you can trust God. It'll be yours.
Exactly. My mom always says, thank him, even though it hasn't happened yet. Because you know he's good, and you know he's going to come through for you. It may not look exactly like you thought it would, but he is going to answer your prayer.
Yeah.
So thank him anyway, even though it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of us are like, well, I don't know if I have enough faith to believe for what I'm asking for. Mm. Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more you spend time with him, the more you know his character, the more you know and realize that he loves you and he cares about you and he wants to help you. That's faith building.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that'll give you the faith to do what Misty's mom said. Just thank him in advance.
Thank him, exactly.
Thank him for the answer. And in this prayer journal, you got a little space there to write a prayer for yourself. Also, for some affirmations that you could declare for the day. And one of them could be, I declare that I have faith, God, you'll do what you say you'll do. And so I'm going to stand on your word. You want one of these prayer journals? We'd love to get one to you.
Yeah, with your special gift of $50 or more, we'll send it to you. And just a fun little thank you in a way that we can help you experience more hope in the new year.
I love it. But this special gift, you need to consider, it's only available until the end of January. So when you give your gift of $50 or more right now at myflr.org or by calling that number, you've heard us say it, 888-888-9976, or by giving on the app. We like to say tap the app.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get yours today.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
You're ready for some joy?
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
It's time for the Joy Report. What's bringing you joy today? Hey, give us a call at 888-888-9976. Jackie is with us. Give us your joy report.
I lost my job in July.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
I spent the last 5 months with my 16-month-old at home, which was a much-needed bonding time because I went back to work about 2 months after I had her. So I missed out on a lot of things. But I am actually on my way to my new job this morning.
Hey!
Oh, awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was bittersweet this morning leaving. I think we both have some separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful that God has provided, and I'm happy to be back at work.
Oh, yay.
So I haven't said anything out loud to anyone. This is actually the first time.
Oh, hey, we're privileged. Wow, this is fun.
Well, I mean, listening to you guys has helped me get through a lot.
Oh.
So, I appreciate the worship music. It never fails that when I get in the car, the song that I need to hear is there.
Mm.
You guys helped me the last 5 months, and I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a total God thing.
And I'm just thankful.
So now we got to know, what are you doing?
I got a job at a Christian school.
Oh, fun.
Oh.
Yes. And that's the other exciting part about it is they have a daycare, and I'm actually in the works of being able to bring my daughter with me to work.
Oh, man. This is like answered prayer on top of answered prayer.
What a bonus.
Yeah.
What a treat to have your baby be at work with you.
Yes.
Jackie got a job for Christmas.
Yes, thank you guys so much, and I pray that God blesses you guys, because you bless me, and I'm sure you bless a lot of other people that tune into you guys and listen. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
We were blessed by you this morning.
Yes.
And wow. You know, it's a good reminder. Hey, share with, if you're listening right now to Jackie's story, man, tell us about your good news. What's going on in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very encouraging. Just call right now, 888-888-9976. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
There's some neat ways, small ways that you can show Jesus to people. We got this from somebody that said, several years ago, I invited a monk to speak at my senior elective class. And as he entered the room, he didn't say anything, didn't say a word, in such a way it just kind of caught everybody's attention. He just walked up to the board and wrote this: everyone wants to save the world, but no one wants to help mom do the dishes.
Okay.
We all laughed. But then he went on to say this: statistically, it's highly unlikely that any of you will have the opportunity to run into a burning orphanage and, you know, rescue an infant. But in the smallest gesture of kindness, a warm smile, holding the door for a person behind you, shoveling the driveway of an elderly person next door, you have committed an act of immeasurable depth.
Ugh.
And by the way, this is our hope for you in the new year, that by your smallest act of kindness, that people will see Jesus in you. And isn't that how you show Jesus?
Exactly.
Yes.
Best way to do it.
What is it that they said? They will know that we are Christians by our
love.
Love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it doesn't have to be this big, huge thing. It could just be helping somebody out in some way.
Yeah, but it takes that intentionality, right, to make the decision how you're going to react.
Exactly.
Recently, I was in a store and a guy was very rude to me for no reason. And wow, my first response was to write back at you. But fortunately,
God good job, went, Sally.
Stop. And I smiled at him. Not on the inside, but on the outside.
Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.